There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, apparently we are going to be seeing the first junk food tax that is coming to Navajo Nation next month. Apparently the Navajo Nation has some of the highest obesity and diabetes rates in America, according to Fox News, and advocates are aiming to turn that around with a return to older ways, and it would therefore be America's first junk food tax. The initiative is going to go into effect next month, so there's going to be a 2% tax on food with little or no nutritional value, like soda, chips, cookies, and it's paired with the elimination of a 5% sales tax on fresh fruit and vegetable. This is being reported by Mother Jones. Navajos say the move, which was approved last fall, despite lobbying from the beverage industry, will hopefully serve as a model for other tribes, according to The Guardian. And it notes that about a third of Navajo Nation residents are either diabetic or pre-diabetic, and more than 50% in some age groups are obese. Now, the Navajo Nation includes parts of Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico. It's huge. There are just 10 full-service grocery stores in an area the size of West Virginia, and I guess much of their inventory consists of junk food. So the $1 million a year that the tax is expected to raise will then be used for projects like community gardens and farmers markets to make healthy eating easier. Navajo Nation Council Delegate Jonathan Nez tells Mother Jones that the new tax has already started a conversation on how to take better care of yourself, how to return back to the way we used to live with fresh produce, vegetables, and fruit, along with our own traditional unprocessed foods. I mean, here's the thing, okay? When you look at, 2% tax, and you look at how small that could be, it could be pennies on a little candy bar or something like that, it's not that big a deal. I mean, it's a way to get some extra funding to be able to do some programs. So I don't know if I'm against that. But I'm very, very nervous about the government as a whole, again, taxing certain, I guess, demographics or taxing, certain groups and, unfairly taxing one set versus another. Okay? We can't be hypocritical in this country when it comes to our laws and our creeds and how we want to treat the American people. And I've told you a lot of laws start becoming, and a lot of things start becoming hypocritical. We want freedom of religion, freedom of race. We want, freedom to not feel persecuted, et cetera. We want to be able to believe what we want to believe in. Yet you see companies that go, I really don't want to, make that kind of a cake or make that kind of a dessert because it's against my belief. And then they get ostracized and criticized and their business gets beaten up in the media. So it's like, what side are we taking? Whose rights are we taking? And so when it comes to like taxing smokers, okay, I understand. I don't like smoking. I think smoking's bad. I think secondhand smoke, I think smoking kills. But if we are really abiding by the Constitution and if we are really abiding what's fair, are we allowed to tax one group of individuals more than another? The idea of, well, we need to tax the rich. They need to pay more. We need to tax the middle class more. No, why isn't everybody paying the same percentage? Why isn't everybody paying the same? So some people could say, well, if you're taxing cigarettes, the tax is for anybody. Anybody that wants to smoke, whether they're a smoker or a non-smoker, is going to obviously pay that tax if they buy cigarettes. Well, non-smokers aren't going to buy the cigarettes, so what you just, you know, did was single out one demographic and one group and tax them. Now, this, though, seems to be a little easier to stomach. Okay, first, they're 1,000% correct. We do see elevated diabetes risk, heart disease risk in our Native Americans. And so, you know, absolutely, we do need to, you know, increase resources, increase access to fruits and vegetables. And the idea of not taxing those is wonderful. But, and again, if a store is making a certain product more expensive and people walk in, anybody walking in has to pay that extra expense. Okay, then that's all across the board, so it's not particularly singling out. But again, I'm a little bit nervous about how the rest of the states legislative municipalities would take that to what level. Okay? You know, and is that really going to solve the obesity problem? Okay, now, you know, for me, we have cut back on, you know, in my household, junk food. We don't have cookies and things like that and cake, et cetera. Maybe once in a while we have a little treat, but overall, we're very conservative when it comes to that. But I was having a rough day and I wanted some comfort food. So what did I do? I found some whole wheat crackers. And I found a big tub of butter, and I just sat there and dipped the crackers in the butter and ate that. Well, by the time I finished that, okay, I had way, way, way more calories than if I just had a Hostess cupcake. So, you know, if we want to eat like crap, we're going to. We're going to find ways to do it. Mind you, using this as a way to get money to do education and to allow, people to get, I love the idea of education. I love the idea of allowing access to yummy foods, yummy eats. But keep in mind, taxing soda pop, right? That's not going to stop people from taking in junk food or eating poorly. You know, one thing that there's a study out saying, look, you know, maybe eating junk food isn't the worst thing in a diet, because what a lot of people do is when they diet, they will overcompensate with another type of food. I notice that. If I'm dieting, I'm like, all right, you know what, I want a steak. Whereas if I would have just eaten the salad and had my little cookie fixed, I might not have gone for the red meat. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, of course, the big headlines of the day have been the co-pilot of the Germanwings plane had a medical condition, was undisclosed thus far, was given a medical note, given to the, a work note, was supposed to be off that day of the crash, but they found the note tore up. And the question arises with, what do people have to disclose to their employer and what don't they? There's been a lot of talk about Senate Democrat leader Harry Reid planning to retire when he finishes his term. A lot of discussion over his medical conditions, whether it was an exercise accident originally or something else. And again, as a doctor, we are first inclined to respect the patient's privacy. Okay? But, of course, we're also very concerned about the people around. We're also very, very concerned about the safety to others. And so it's a constant struggle on how to protect the privacy of the patient, right, and how to protect others. So, like, for example, you know, you'll have somebody that comes to me who's contagious, and they want to go back to work, and they work in the kitchen, okay? And they have gastroenteritis, and I'm like, well, I don't want you to spread that throughout the whole kitchen, so I'm going to keep you off work. So they're like, okay, yeah, but, you know, I don't want my boss knowing. I go, they don't have to know. I'm just going to keep you off work, and that's it. That's what we're going to say. You are off work, period. Well, they come back going, not good enough. The boss wants to know why. The boss wants to know why I have to be off work. Now, I understand why the boss needs to know. There's a liability. Okay? He wants to know, well, wait a second. If this person is coming back to work in 4 or 5 days, what is it? Was it because they are having major anxiety and wants to strangle a coworker, and so I need to protect that coworker? Is it because they hate me and they hate the job? And they're suicidal, and they can, you know, take one of the knives, and you know, or is it? Do they have an infectious disease that they could spread throughout the whole, kitchen, infect my other workers, infect our patrons? I'd like to know what's going on, and I understand that as a boss, it's nice to know, absolutely. But we have laws and we have rules that protect people's privacy. So how employers are then getting around that is, okay, fine. If you don't want to tell me what they have, then we won't let them come back to work until you say they are completely cleared and able to come back to work and they are not at risk to themselves or others. So then I get a note. So then I get patients. So let's say somebody had the flu and a real, real bad rip-roaring case of the flu. Then I see a note a few days later saying, I can't go back to work without you signing this. And I'm like, well, are you better? I don't want to go back and see Dr. Wags. I don't want to go back. It costs money. It costs time. No, just I'm better. And then I'm like, okay, well, the patient says they're better, but I haven't evaluated them. That's what I write on the note. I say the patient has not come in for an evaluation for me to see them. But the patient is subjectively saying that whatever they were suffering from is better, can return to work. And it's a big, it's a pain in the butt. I know some of you guys are like, really, Dahlia? I mean, that's not the most stressful part of my day. It isn't. But it's one of those things that's a chronic struggle. You know, I had a woman, she was having sex with her boyfriend, and unfortunately she tore. She was not attacked, it's just it was her first time and she tore. So she was bleeding. And she couldn't really have active bleeding while she was at work, so she needed to be off work. And, of course, the FMLA, on the FMLA form, it's like, what's the condition? Is it a serious condition? What's wrong? Well, she doesn't want that put on there. You know, and so I don't want to lie to anybody, but all I do is I state the facts, but I state the facts very genuinely. You know, patient is unable to go to work at this time. We are anticipating a recovery at this date. X, Y, and Z, I've sent her to a specialist. These FMLA forms ask, what specialist? You know, has she been sent to a provider? And who? You know, another health professional. And you're like, oh, man, you know, is it really their business? But again, the liability of the employer also needs to be taken into account. So here we are with the airlines, and this airliner, this, you know, German Wings plane, these guys are now definitely under fire because they had a pilot and they allowed a pilot to fly one of their planes that might not have been or obviously was not psychologically fit. And now they are they're in trouble. Okay. But what are the employers allowed to do? You know, how much are they allowed to go into your history? Okay, they were talking about in the news, there was an interview being done where, you're sometimes taken off a year of work if you have bipolar disorder. And if you're diagnosed with bipolar, you are taken off a year. Not that a year is enough to treat bipolar. Bipolar may need treatment for life. But if that's the case, you're going to have people hide things from their boss all the time because they need to support their family. And they may be at the time going, I'm fine. What are you talking about? I'm fine. So, you know, now there's also discussion that Andreas Lubitz, who was the pilot, possibly broke up with his girlfriend. Apparently, prosecutors and detectives were going through his house, going through his garbage, going through et cetera, to find out. And again, we don't see a suicide note. There was no evidence, they said, of political or religious motivations. However, there's been some reports that have been circulating that he did convert to Islam recently. I can't confirm that. And again, it's circulating all over, but I can't confirm that with my sources. So at this point, that's right now not on the table. So if right now the media is concentrating on a girlfriend that dumped him and possibly his medical conditions. Now, they say here that, so let me go back here. Okay, I don't think we have the doctor's name here at all. They say Ralph Herrenbrook, a spokesperson for the German prosecutor's office, said in a written statement the documents found after the search of Lubitz's family home in the western German town of Montabaur near Frankfurt said support the current preliminary assessment that the deceased hid his illness from employer and colleagues. They didn't give details of what the illness was, but he apparently was signed off work. He said other medical documents found in police searches suggested an ongoing illness and appropriate medical treatment, but said no suicide note was found and there was no evidence the co-pilot had political or religious motivations. Torn up current medical certificates also relating to the day of the accident were found, supporting at first examination an assumption that the deceased kept his illness from the employer and his professional circles. It stated the examination of the documents would take some days, but as soon as more information was available to the prosecutor's office that informed the families of the dead and the public. All right? Apparently, Dusseldorf University Hospital confirmed Friday that it had treated Lubitz in February and March, but not for depression. The hospital sent a statement that Lubitz came in for a diagnostic evaluation on March 10th, but did not provide details of his condition. It said it had submitted Lubitz's medical records to the prosecutors in Dusseldorf. Now, they said Lubitz dropped out of pilot training for months due to mental health issues and reportedly repeated flying classes several times due to depression before successfully completing pilot training. And then they said he had gone through a relationship crisis before the crash with his girlfriend. So, a few things here. Okay, so one is, you know, now we have the other medical facilities being asked to obviously bring forward what could have been his condition. We got to be extremely careful because if his condition was depression or anxiety, we got to be very careful that we don't have discrimination of the millions upon millions of people that are currently being treated effectively and successfully for depression and anxiety. Okay, and then we have to be very, very careful on how we screen future pilots. Just because somebody had a history of depression doesn't mean they're going to do what this guy did. Okay, maybe he wasn't appropriately diagnosed. Maybe the diagnosis of depression was an underestimation of what he had. You know, maybe he had a psychosis. He obviously had something for him to want to do that. But, you know, maybe it wasn't just depression. It was, you know, something else. And then there was another point I wanted to make while they were looking at his medical history and deciding what could have possibly been at. I apologize. I had a thought at the top of my head. Huh. I wonder if memory loss should also be an issue. My big concern is the idea that people listening to this may not want to come forward as with fear of losing a job. I had a patient I was treating for anxiety, and she's like, you can't write that down because I won't be able to get a firearm. There's fears out there that if there's any truth in their medical history and it comes out, that they can't live with their American rights that they have. We're going to talk about this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And you can also email us at drdahlia.com. So Robert writes, is Harry Reid hiding a medical condition from us, and should he retire now and not wait till the end of the term? Again, we don't know. All right? Does Harry Reid get medical privacy like we all do? You know, and I understand, you know, he's making laws such as Obamacare. And in fact, when Obamacare passed, I kind of wondered if everybody involved was, you know, medically and psychologically fit. But, you know, I received an email yesterday. I don't have it in front of me, but they said, why aren't doctors getting psychological testing? Okay. You know, pilots should, and, you know, he listed a variety, but why aren't doctors being tested? Why aren't patients being made aware of a doctor's medical history? I don't have that email in front of me because that was a good one too. So let's then concentrate on that one. Doctors, okay? Do you have a right as a patient to know your doctor's medical issues? Now, me, you all know me, okay? So you guys already know when I have my period, when I have menstrual cramps, right? How many hemorrhoids I have. You know about my little baby dysplastic, you know, lesion on my elbow, my ovarian tumor, my two colonoscopies I had to have. I mean, you guys know everything. In fact, my pap smear is on YouTube. My pelvic ultrasound is on YouTube. So I'm already walking open book. So you guys already know, okay? And I'm sure there's going to be more pictures and videos surfacing the more I go to the doctor. You guys know when I get my mammogram. I mean, that's all over Twitter and Facebook, so you guys know. So, but no, okay? You do not have to know that about your doctor when they're getting their mammograms or their pap smears or their prostate exam or the rectal exam. What the medical board, however, makes sure they know, and the insurance companies that have the doctors on the list, they always want to know if the doctor is using abusing controlled substances, if they are fighting an addiction. We have to reveal that to the medical board. We have to. Privacy's out the door. If we're fighting some sort of an addiction or some sort of a medical condition, then we need to relay that. We need to convey that. And so, you know, I believe that's appropriate, okay? But what about, you know, your surgeon having a neurological condition? Well, I believe some of the questions may ask, do you have a medical condition that could prevent you from working in your specialty? All right. I believe, depending on, I'm not sure if that comes from the medical board, if it comes from one of the insurance companies or your malpractice insurance, et cetera, but somebody somewhere asks that. And then you have to disclose it. And it's unfortunately, on the honor system, you know, you have a medical condition. You need to disclose that and let them know that if you have a condition that could possibly prevent you from doing surgery or, performing procedures, et cetera. But so, when it comes to patient safety or people's safety, privacy does go out the window. And I understand why that has to happen. Okay. You know, you can't have a doctor that is about to cut on you who's drunk, right? You know, or doesn't have full use of his surgery hand, his dominant hand. I mean, that's a no-brainer, okay? And if they don't want to reveal their medical condition, then they need to withdraw from doing those procedures, okay? File for disability, or, you know, or move to a specialty, or move to another type of, another form of care that doesn't involve that. For example, when I had surgery, they told me no lifting and no bending. So we told patients that, you know, there's some procedures I won't be able to do. Okay, you know, like I'm probably not going to be doing pap smears or prostate exams because, you know, I have to move more than just being able to sit there and check people's heart, lungs, etc. Although, I got to be honest, just, you know, in the early parts post-surgery, I just didn't go to work because if I didn't feel like I could move my arms completely or do what I needed to do, you know, or bend at the stomach, come on, I'm not going to go to work. You know, that's stupid. That means I'm not evaluating my patients well. So when I was put on IV fluids with my pregnancy because we had low fluid, you know, I let the patients know, look, I'm on an IV. You know, are you guys okay with that? Because I'm on an IV because I have low fluid. So, you know, I had another patient on IV because he had gastroenteritis. So he's on his IV. I'm on my IV. We're just talking and shooting the breeze. So, but you know, here we are, like, with you know, Harry Reid. I don't know if he has any medical conditions, and I don't know what happened with the injury snap, et cetera. And, you know, all we have to know as constituents is if he is still competent and medically or physically able to still do his job. Okay? And it appears he can, and so we have to leave it alone as that. I know a lot of you guys are trying to find little ways to get him to retire now, but no, you know, if he's still medically fit, he's still medically fit. But do we require state legislatures to be medically fit? I know the president gets his physical, and then they announce a physical, and they announce a colonoscopy and all that other stuff. You know, and so, you know, we get told what, you know, the White House wants us to know. But, you know, if President Obama has an enlarged prostate or gets a rip-roaring case of prostatitis, are we going to know about that? You know, if Bill Clinton got a case of the clap while he was in the White House, would we have found out about that? Probably not, you know? So now, going back to what we're watching here with the pilot withholding his medical condition, okay? So if you are an employee and you are contemplating telling the boss that you have a condition or not, and your choices are, if you tell the boss that you have a condition, they may ground you or not allow you to, you know, pilot or do your job. And if you don't tell them, then your fear would be you'd lose your job. Well, many people, and I'm not saying pilots, but there could be many people out there choosing, well, then I'll take my chances. Because if I tell them and lose my job right away, I'm going to lose my job if I don't tell them or tell them, so I might as well take, you know, not lose my job today. Let me just go and work, and then if it has to come out, it comes out. And then what is the doctor's responsibility? If the doctor evaluated, let's say in this case, the doctor evaluates his patient, and the doctor found that that patient probably shouldn't, you know, work, should the doctor contact the employer and say, don't let him work? You know, we medical providers, we, you know, give patients notes all the time saying, don't go to work. Are they listening to us? You know, I may take a person off work, but I'm not allowed to call, I don't know, McDonald's and say, you know, this person has pink eye. I'm not allowed to do that. It violates a person's privacy. That's anti-HIPAA. So, you know, the laws that are supposed to protect can also sometimes hurt. That's the big frustrating thing. Sometimes the more laws there are, the more it hurts. You want to be protected with your medical privacy, but then you want to know if somebody else has a medical condition. Well, you can't have it both ways. So my big concern is you're going to have people that may feel they have a mental illness, and they're going to be like, no, I don't want to even go there. I don't want to get the diagnosis because if it's on paper, I'm screwed. And then what about the doctors? You know, if James Holmes' psychiatrist, I think her name was Dr. Denton, I forgot, Lynn Fenton, I believe. She was under so much fire because her ex-patient later turned and killed people. And that was, she was, I think, a psychiatrist. So, you know, you may have a group of doctors or practitioners going, okay, wait a second. I don't think I could manage bipolar or a depression or a anxiety that may not be a depression or anxiety that may turn into a psychosis or whatever. I'm just going to refer them out. And you may have, depending on what happens to this particular physician, et cetera, because everybody's like, okay, well, where's the doctor? This is the doctor's fault. Well, how many doctors then are going to want to manage those patients? They're going to be like, you know what? I better not get involved because I guess I'm not good enough, you know, to handle it. Well, how many people out there are good enough to handle it? And then who's going to jump in? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Show thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess a Michigan man thought he was having a stroke after eating brownies his daughter had baked, but they turned out to be laced with marijuana. Unaware that the 17-year-old daughter spiked them, I guess, with marijuana, the 58-year-old man ate the baked goods. Firefighters and police responded to the medical call in his home about 40 miles northwest of Detroit. After police arrived, the girl admitted that she made pot brownies. Now, the man who hasn't been named was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital in Pontiac, Michigan, according to the sheriff's office. The leftover brownies were taken to a lab for analysis, and an investigation is underway. Officials have yet to determine if the daughter will be charged. Now, medical marijuana has been legal in the state since 2008, but possession is a misdemeanor that can lead to up to 1 year of jail and up to $2,000 fine. I know some of you are like, wait a second, you know, maybe he's letting the girl take the rap for this. But I don't know. I mean, if he eats a brownie and then, you know, and he doesn't realize he's eating it, and then he starts to, you know, feel off and, you know. First of all, very, very smart to get the paramedics involved if you think you're having a stroke. Okay, because the one thing you could do to save your life in a stroke is quick access. So you start to feel funny, slurred speech, feeling dizzy, feeling weird at all, you got to call 911. Good for you, that's smart, etc. All right? But a lot of issues here. Okay, so one is we're having kids having access to pot. And if this is really the true story, if this is exactly the way it happened, now you got a kid that knows how to spike food. All right? And why would they do that? Was she making her own brownies and dad was not really supposed to come into the kitchen and grab one? Was she making the brownies for school or making the brownies for the other kids? And again, that's not going to be probably disclosed or admitted if you know, she's worried about jail time. So, you know, now that marijuana is becoming more and more legal in states, we have this type of access. Now, my concern is when you have a legal substance and it's in the house and now it's just being thrown into food willy-nilly, et cetera, you know, let's say the dad really had no idea that that's what the daughter did, and then he grabs a brownie on his way to work. Now, mind you, if he felt that bad to such that he was feeling like he had a stroke, my guess is she spiked these a lot. I mean, that means there must have been a lot in these brownies. You know, he pops in a car, he goes to work, he flies a plane, he goes to, I don't know what type of work he does, you know, surgery, etc. So that's some scary stuff. You know, alcohol has a taste to it. Now, I'm sure some of you could say, nah, I could tell if there's marijuana. I could smell it. I could tell. But, you know, alcohol could have a taste. So if something is spiked with alcohol to the degree that it'll impair you, you could know. You can't with marijuana. You know, marijuana, that's the thing. You know, the big problem we're going to have here with this is, even though I think a lot of us agree that we should let our cops be, let them deal with bigger crimes and legalize marijuana so they don't have to be, you know, dealing with what they have to deal with, you know, the marijuana crimes, and let them kind of deal with the bigger crimes and let people have access so they don't have to use, you know, high blood pressure medications and pain medications, et cetera, how their marijuana helps them with those things. But the problem is we're dealing with a psychoactive ingredient, okay? You know, when you're dealing with a psychoactive ingredient that babies could get a hold of, that people who are on Coumadin, I need to look that up, if marijuana affects Coumadin levels, all right? You know, we may have to have some sort of control. Now, like I said, some countries such as Israel, they're working on making marijuana that pulls out the THC, the psychoactive ingredient. So you have the cannabis, which is the medical component, and then you take out the THC so you don't have to worry about side effects, etc. But a lot of people that, you know, are using marijuana, they say they get the benefits from the THC. And then, you know, the other question is you have medical marijuana being legal in the state. Okay, but it's a misdemeanor for possession. So what does that mean? That means, well, you can get medical marijuana if you have the card or if you have the medical, but if you have the quote-unquote illegally received marijuana, it's illegal. So interesting case. You know, my other concern, you know, people always say, well, marijuana won't kill you. You know, if somebody spikes like this, you know, gets spiked and doesn't realize that he's being drugged, either on purpose or by accident, and gets behind a wheel and gets into an accident, etc. Yes. Okay. You know, marijuana has been shown to cause secondary accidents, secondary killings. So, like I said, I don't know what I would recommend, except we need to logistically figure out how to handle this before we mass legalize. Okay? And I think so far what's been done is right. We'll see what's going on in Colorado. It's already been legalized, obviously. You know, we're seeing what's going on in certain states and seeing how they handle it and seeing how they're able to deal with the logistics. And then we learn from their triumphs and we learn from their mistakes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Talked about cheating on your diet and why cheating on your diet could be actually good for you. Well, the reason why, I believe, is when you start to cheat, or I should say when you diet and you try to limit yourself from anything yummy or anything good, okay, and you're like, I am cutting the carbs completely, and a lot of you do well with those types of diets where you do an all or nothing, I am going to stop all of that. You'll notice some results quickly. And so I let my patients do that. If they want to do that, okay, no, you know, no junk food, nothing, no soda pop, I'm completely off. I'm like, good for you, that's awesome, great. All right? But we notice the overcompensation. And unfortunately, the overcompensation starts to make you go and reach for other sorts of foods that may, because you may be like, you know what, I could eat an extra piece of steak. Well, no, you know, that wasn't the point. The point was eliminating. The other thing is your metabolism sometimes goes through a complete shock. And they're like, well, wait a second here. What's going on here? I'm not used to this. Research published in the International Journal of Obesity and Related Metabolic Disorders shows that temporary overfeeding on carbs increases leptin levels and the number of calories burned in the following 24 hours because leptin is sensitive to glucose metabolism. So when you decide to, like, be without and then all of a sudden, boom, you then load on the carbs, that's going to slow down your metabolism. So you need to be very, very careful with your carb fest, they call it. So they say plan to cheat once a week. They say your splurges shouldn't be super regular occurrences because then you can unfortunately take all the calories back in that you, you know, prevented taking in before. But let your body know that you're getting that little bit of treat. Don't make it a meal. Okay, it could be a little bitty treat, all right? They say know your stomach, okay? Large volumes of food, the stomach doesn't like to handle as much as smaller volumes. And, you know, maybe make it a healthy treat, okay? You know, maybe add honey to an apple, and that's much better than a chocolate-covered caramel apple with marshmallow and candies on top, which is what I'm, like, totally craving right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Will Google self-driving cars have airbags on the outside to protect pedestrians? Apparently, there is a new patent that shows an external airbag system that inflates if the car hits a pedestrian or an object. The airbags would be a new memory foam material that, allows you to not, I guess, you know, get hurt if the Google car hits you. I don't know because, in fact, Google car is going pretty fast. I don't know how much an airbag could work, especially since it doesn't get deployed until the impact. Anyway, the system will have a bumper adapted for attachment to the end of the vehicle, and I guess there will be cells in the material popping like bubble wrap to stop the pedestrian from bouncing off. So what, you stick to it and then get dragged? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Take me down.
You better take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.